Sunday, August 24th, 11th Sunday after Pentecost. The Epistle from the First Letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 15, verses 1 through 10. Brethren, I make known unto you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast after what manner I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all, which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen by Cephas, and after that by the 11. Then he was seen by more than 500 brethren at once, of whom many remain until this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that he was seen by James, then by all the apostles. And last of all he was seen also by me, as by one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, who am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace in me hath not been void. Haydock Commentary. This chapter is addressed to some among the Corinthians who denied the resurrection. St. Paul, therefore, in order to cure this philosophical opinion, gives them his counsel and advice in this chapter. And lest he might be thought to preach up a new doctrine, in the beginning of his admonitions, he informs them that he is preaching no other gospel than what he has always taught and wherein they believe. He refers to himself as one born out of due time, or not born at the ordinary term, meaning after Christ's ascension. He calls himself so out of humility, those born out of due time being commonly imperfect and less than others. The Gospel from Mark chapter 7, verses 31 through 37. At that time, Jesus going out to the coasts of Tyre, came by Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, through the midst of the coasts of the Decapolis. And they bring to him one deaf and dumb, and they besought him that he would lay his hand upon him. And taking him from the multitude apart, he put his fingers into his ears, and spitting, he touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he groaned and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be thou opened. And immediately his ears were opened, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spoke right. And he charged them that they should tell no man. But the more he charged them, so much the more a great deal did they publish it. And so much the more did they wonder, saying, He hath done all things well. He hath made both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. Haydock Commentary. Jesus Christ, in the cure of this man, uses many and various actions. But as of their own nature they are no ways equal to such a cure, they show, first, that the cure was miraculous, and secondly, the virtue which his divinity communicated to his sacred body. We must not suppose that our Savior here groaned on account of any difficulty he experienced in working the miracle, but only from commiseration for the man whom he was about to heal, as likewise to show how very difficult is the cure of those who are spiritually deaf and dumb by sin. He was affected in a similar manner when he raised Lazarus to life, to show with what difficulty a man dead and buried in sin by evil habits can arise from that miserable state.